the world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
When it comes to dispensing motherly advice, Dear Abby is the mother of them all. Her calm was pretty much the only game in town when it was founded in 1956 by Pauline Phillips, writing under the pen name Abigail Van Buren. Today, Dear Abby is just another voice in the crowded internet. Paying forward the busybody tradition is Pauline's daughter, Jean Phillips. Recently, L.V. Anderson from Dig.com compiled some of the weirdest and most thought-provoking letters to leading advice dispensers, like, how can I placate a father-in-law who's having a hissy fit because my husband and I, who have kept our surnames, have decided to hyphenate the last name of our soon-to-be-born daughter? Carolyn Hacks of the Washington Post called out the father-in-law's behavior as manipulative. This is not about you at all. This is about him trying to guilt his family, she says. Take that, father hyphen and hyphen law. Here's a 21st century dilemma. If I demand that my Uber driver break the law in front of the cops, should I have to pay his traffic fine? The story is stranger than the question, really. The letter writer and his family grabbed an Uber ride from Manhattan's financial district to an apartment in the West Village. Soon it was apparent that the driver was taking them through the Holland Tunnel to New Jersey. After splaining the mistake to the driver, the fare finally demanded the Uber to pull over. The driver complied, pulling into a restricted space, and was immediately met by two cops who started writing him up for a fine. After the letter writer explained the situation to one officer, the police let the Uber driver go with a warning. Presumably, from there, the Uber went through the Holland Tunnel looking for a place to turn around, and the family was left on the side of a busy highway. So, who should pay the fine in a case like this if the cops hadn't been well-fed at the time? Kwame Anthony, a Pia ethicist at the New York Times, advises the letter writer would not be morally obligated to pay the fine, but commanding the driver into an altercation with New York police could have escalated badly out of control. You think? It makes me think that most of the time, common sense is the best advice of all. I'm Cal Coat, a gentle advisory to stick around for our guest Patricia Vaughn, who is releasing a new album next week. And here are two more fresh spins with Balkan beats from Kochek Brass Band. And right now, Jeff Stott from Aslan Dub System, find your place in the sun on Balkan Beach from World Beat Canada. Balkan from Boston, that is Kocek Brass Band with Turkish Wedding, and Jeff Stott from his newly released album Aslan Dub System, and Balkan Beach, mixing up the Balkan with some seriously deep beats. June 1st is a wonderful night to join us at the Rickshaw Theater in Vancouver for a double CD release party, including Camaro 67, who have their second album, Ready to Roll. Also, Forces of Nature, the brand new CD, will be officially released from Coco Jaffro. Here they are with Coffee Song on World Beat Canada.
My morning coffee, and I'm Carlos Núñez, the Galician Piper.
We're the Ducks.
Hey, this is Tim Brennan with the Dropkick Murphys.
Hey, this is Dave King from Flog and Molly.
Sean Smith from Lunaset.
Karen Casey here.
This is Ian Byrne from The Elders.
Join me, Patricia Fraser, for the best Celtic music mix. Celt in a Twist, Canada's contemporary Celtic radio hour.
Conventional side of global music. This is World Beat Canada.
Balkan is finding its way into all the nooks and crannies of today's show. That is Full Attack Band from their album 1001, combining Balkan, klezmer, rock, hip-hop, you name it. That was Onsprunt. And Mimi Obonsawin before that. And a little Latin, a little Aboriginal, and a whole lot of soul. Stone Gaze. Patricia Vaughn is standing by, so let's get to our Touch of the Familiar. Probably my very first favorite song. I can still remember being in the backseat of Dad's car, heading into downtown Langley and listening to this on CJJC. It was Johnny Cash and Ring of Fire. And it's given the one drop treatment here by this kid named Miles. It's your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
that's from a very cool compilation album, if you can ever get your hands on it. It's called Rewind 3 from Six Degrees Records. And a lot of cool artists doing their thing with some classic tunes. Patricia Vaughn has a brand new album out. It's called Top of the Mountain. And we're going to check out The View audio-wise. That's next as she joins us on this episode of World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote. The new release Top of the Mountain finds Patricia Vaughn at the top of her game. And that's just one of the roles she plays. The singer, songwriter, bandleader, actress, activist, and award-winning filmmaker shines with vibrancy and a border-straddling sound that prompted one ecstatic reviewer to compare her to Chrissy Hynde fronting Calexico. I'd pay to see that. Patricia rejoins the program with more insights from the top of the mountain. I know you're proud of your seventh album. Patricia, congratulations, and it's lovely to talk with you again.
Oh, thank you. You too. Thank you for your time.
The inside sleeve includes an apropos quote from Sir Edmund Hillary. It's not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves. What has given you your conquering spirit?
What gives me my conquering spirit is my parents, my family, every inspiration that went into the making of this album, the co-writes with these amazing musicians that are my heroes, really, and also the title track, Top of the Mountain, was written for a dear friend of mine, really, who fought such a long battle with muscular dystrophy and would come to every show. And he was the true beacon for, you know, triumph of the human spirit. He never complained about his illness, and he always told me that music was his healer. So I really wanted the title track to speak volumes to people, to remind them to be grateful for their health, their family, their life, and mainly for myself. That's a great reminder as a human being, you know?
It truly is inspiring. You're linked to Austin, Texas, but where exactly is home for you?
I've been living in Austin for the past 18 years.
Oh, okay.
And I started my band in New York City back in 1998, I believe. But I'm born and raised in San Antonio, Texas, which is right down the road from here.
So, just curious, what's real estate like in San Antonio? I mean, we're flabbergasted when we watch Chip and Joanna Gaines of Fixer Uppers welcome a couple to Waco with $174,000 to spend. They build them a palace. That kind of money buys a parking stall in Vancouver. What's it like down there?
Oh my gosh. Well, in Austin, you know, Austin is a boom town. It is a college town, the bohemian town. It's the liberal pocket in the conservative state of Texas. So people from California, from New York, from Europe, they really love, when they come here for the South by Southwest or any kind of festival, they really see the quality of life here. And it's very boisterous, like New York, in a way, because I used to live there. But it's just got this quality of life that's unbeatable. You know, the traffic is getting out of hand, but and then people are starting to wear T-shirts like "Just visit, don't move here." As you can imagine, but it's also known as Hollywood, Texas. You know, Richard Linklater lives here, Robert Rodriguez, my bro, lives here, and they really built it an empire here for filmmakers and built an infrastructure here that no other place really has.
That's funny. That's too funny. You've chosen some thoroughly entertaining collaborators, as you mentioned off the top, for this album. You're so full of life on your video debut of Lil Lobo with Joe King Carrasco. Alejandro Escovedo makes a contribution, as does Willie Nile. Does working with other artists open possibilities for your own writing?
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, the same exuberance that you see in that video of Lil Lobo, you can imagine my heart exploding with the fact that they want to co-write with me, you know, the fact that there's a possibility and I jump right on it, you know. So working with Willie Nile was specific. The song was specific in nature that it had to be about New York because that's where I started my band. That's where it all started, you know. And him being a renowned New York, you know, roots rocker. I'm a roots rocker. My music is roots. So I felt he was the perfect marriage for that song. With Alejandro Escovedo, this is our second song we wrote together. And it was about his wife and him and them both meeting. I got to be at their wedding reception and got to hear them both speak about each other. And it was just so magical being invited to that special moment. And he brought the anthemic chorus of the lyrics to me, and I knew that had to be the chorus. It was the poem at the time, but I went, man, this is the chorus, you know. Your love is a tidal wave. You broke right on my heart. And so I used them as a muse for the rest of the song, you know, the verse and the music I wrote, and just wove his lyrics in there. And with Joe King, that song was based on a conversation we had together about this day and age of online dating, and my God, it's scary, you know. And it was just so funny the way he said, I mean, this is the conversation that led to that song. So it's going to be frightening out there. You got to watch out for wolves.
True that.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Patricia Vaughn, celebrating the release of her 7th album, Top of the Mountain. Maybe a quick trip to Texas at the end of May, beginning of June is a plan. Patricia has release parties with Joe King Carrasco planned. Started her homepage, that's patriciavaughn.com. While you're there, check out her amazing videos as well. Your music really is cinematic, Patricia, geographic as well as emotive. What's happening in the film side of your career?
You know what? I have my own production company, mainly for, you know, I mean, the release date is May 25th, but I already have 3 complete music videos, and I pull my A-team together. I get to choose my the crew to make this happen. We have Tidal Wave. I don't know if you have that. I'll send you a link, but it's on my website. We have a video for Graceland. I want to do more of that. I want to make more animations. I just finished my third animation, won first place in Madrid International Film Fest, as well as the San Francisco Film Festival for excellent animation. My Paris trance video just is this week is showing in Nice, France, and that also won awards. So I really want to do more of that for my music. I want to raise the bar after this album is done and just do more production. I'm very fortunate to be able to be on film crews here in Austin. My brother, I get to shadow him. I want to learn how to use a camera, you know, for my own music. And I come from a family of writers and filmmakers and editors, and I get to edit my own productions, my own projects, which is really great. I mean, I edited Little Lobo, and it was so fun. I was like a kid in the candy shop, and my brother Marcel Rodriguez, he directed it, and we shot it in 3 hours. But it was so fun to work with my siblings. My other sister, she's also a Becca, she's a filmmaker, a director, writer, musician, editor. So I want to do more of that for my music, because I think with the downloading and the Spotify and, you know, the streaming, it's taking me somewhere personally on a journey. What am I going to do with the music? Is it people don't really buy CDs anymore? So I think it's the visual content's really important.
Yeah.
And it could lead to short films. It could lead to other things. And I really want to find that, you know, pulse.
And it's patriciavaughn.com. That's V-O-N-N-E. Check it out and have a look at her videos and her animations and all the other amazing things that you're doing. Thanks so much for your time, Patricia. I hope fortune brings you our way sometime soon.
Me too.
Yeah, that'd be really neat to have see up in the Pacific Northwest. One of my favorites is a song that you wrote with Willie Nile, which we've talked about briefly. I've been a fan of his for some time. Can you set up City Is Alive?
Yes. I co-wrote it with my longtime songwriting partner, Robert LaRoche, and it was missing the chorus. It was missing some lyrics, and I said the only person I could think of that would be perfect to weave this and finish it is Willie Nile. He's a friend of ours. He sent me back the lyrics within days, and he had just gotten back from a long tour in UK. I mean, the guy is, he's known as the one-man Clash. I think it was by the Rolling Stone magazine.
Pretty much.
And he's unstoppable, and he's so brilliant with lyrics and music. And I told him, this is about New York City. I started my band there, and I really wanted to have that stamp on it. So that was pretty much it. The song was pretty much done. It just needed a really anthemic chorus, and City Is Alive, he came up with that and the rest of the chorus lyrics, and I was just so happy to work with him.
We'll be right back. take it down. Jungle can't escape from the deafening sounds. Eyes on the corner, look away as the deals go down. Come on!
The city is alive. The city is alive.
The angels
are fighting to survive. Yeah, the city is alive.
Yeah, we're on. Daily grind. The city makes you black and blue.
Rocker that she is indeed. Willie Nile taking the Roadhouse Uptown to New York City, along with the Del Castillo brothers. Man, oh man, those guys can play guitar. From her neck of the woods down in Texas, San Antonio. My thanks to Patricia Vaughn. What a charming person and a delightful interview. There is a cumbia renaissance happening, and from Italy, we have Cacao Mental standing by to take us there, along with Ska Cubano and whatever else we can squeeze into this hour of World Beat Canada. So glad to have you riding shotgun with us. I'm Kel Coate.
Pesadilla del día. run cross town, check what is in the post. The post no come back another day. Travel so far, for money I been good. 2 weeks have passed, well I could it be a last. But no, I caramba, go to work so early in the morning. But break down, I start a walking, reach too late. But see my balling, no work today, no come back tomorrow. Oh, I caramba. Oh Lord, confess, I'm in a mess. So give me strength, be my witness, yeah. No electric light for 2 weeks some more. Dead collector come knock out the door. No more water come from the tap. The phone cut off and I can't pay the rent. Oh, ay caramba. Please them stop me say you look like wanting man. I said chance will be fine. They put cup up on me hand. The very next day they catch the dirty one. Say we won't keep you long, late you are tomorrow. Oh, ay caramba.
Right out of my mouth. Ay caramba. That is ska cubano, Jamaican ska mashed up with Cuban mambo. And we also heard from Cacao Mental. They're an offshoot of one of my favorite Italian bands, Fille di Madre Ignota, and they're helping feed this new revolution in cumbia. La Luz are four women from Seattle who've recently made the move to LA and got caught up in the dream machine, literally. Bad Dreams gave them their new album, Floating Features. This is Lonely Dozer from World Beat Canada.
Oh,
in plate reverb, the sirens' voices, and surf guitars of La Luz. I like those guys, girls. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapyra Communications. Our sister program is Kelt in a Twist. Check us out both on Facebook at our own pages and also at the homepage, which is worldbeatcanada.com. And you can listen anytime, anywhere on Mixcloud, and you can do the download with the iTunes Store as well. Our last sound and our last word both go to Mattis Yahoo, who said, "We're so quick to go to make things black and white and to put things in their box, but everything in this mixture, and that's what this world is the blend of different things."
Stop, drop, and roll. Fire been burning, out of control and burning. Keep the hearts all yearning, and the heads them keep on turning. I dig in, and sticking my teeth in spit fire, cause I'm the last dragon. Knock, knock them down, sizzling with a vision. New York City to Jerusalem, concrete jungle burned down Babylon. Cause a simple man am I, with my chest up to the sky. When I walk by, my talk right, I like the wind rewind. Dreaming between the words, you might hear me slur as the vision it blurs. And a sunset, you don't know who to follow. And the path that they pass seems shallow. You never know where you might go. But the seed that you plant is the seed that you sow. And rain down at midnight, I ride my bike. King with my broken crown, Brooklyn Bridge to Crown Heights. And a sunset, you don't know who to follow. You never know where you might go. But the seed that you plant is the seed that you sow.
Communications.